a deal by the end of this day. That's what President Biden says he wants, and Republican negotiators are meeting with him today to try to move closer to an agreement on an infrastructure bill. But they've been at this for weeks. And here's what Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, chair of the Senate Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee, told Morning Edition today.
No, I don't think we'll see a deal today, but I think the discussions are ongoing. We're going to continue to negotiate and do as much as we can on a bipartisan basis.
Yeah, NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell is here. So, Kelsey, it is deadline day, but we just heard, I don't think we'll see a deal today. Where are we?
Well, this deadline was kind of set by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in kind of an informal way. It has never really been completely embraced by the administration, in part because deadlines in Washington are often really soft when they're in the process of trying to get a deal on something this big. There is value in saying that they want to get something done by a certain time because it forces people into a room. It forces people to talk, and it forces people to act seriously. But we're in a situation where, as Senator Cardin noted, there's a lot of work to be done. They are hundreds of billions of dollars apart in terms of the scope. Democrats are talking about the scale of about $1.7 trillion. Republicans have moved around the $1 trillion mark. That is a huge gulf. There are also major differences on how to pay for this. And while that may seem like a second step once they've already agreed on what they're going to do, how you pay for a bill in Washington is almost always as important, if not more important, than getting to the deal on what you're going to do, because it tells you how much money you have to work with. And oftentimes, Congress will work backwards from there.
Yeah, well, we know Senator Shelley Moore Capito is leading the Republican efforts on this bill, meeting with the president today. Any more you want to tell us about how maybe in the last couple of days there have been some shifts, there's been some movement?
Yeah, so earlier in these conversations, we know the Capito has met with Biden several times. And last week, we kind of went into a situation where they were talking. The White House was talking about raising corporate taxes. They stepped away from that and said, well, how about a minimum tax of 15% on corporations to help pay for this? Republicans responded by increasing their offer of $928 billion by about $50 billion. But the White House sent out a press release on Friday in response to that, where they essentially said they appreciated her offer, but it wasn't far enough. So there is quite a bit of work to do, despite the fact that they are genuinely trading ideas and trading offers. Again, still hundreds of billions of dollars apart.
Right. And the president still has to contend with his own party. Bernie Sanders, other progressives don't want a watered down bill. How is Biden negotiating with them?
That has been really interesting to watch, because what we're hearing and seeing is mostly these conversations with Capito. We do know that Congressman Peter DeFazio, who runs the Transportation Committee in the House, did also speak with Biden last week. And DeFazio is one of those people who is really pushing for a more holistic, a larger bill that looks much more like what Biden has proposed. And that means including provisions for preventing further climate change, addressing the green economy. He also wants to ensure that childcare provisions are included in this bill, and elder care provisions, which are quickly becoming part of the core definition of infrastructure, not just for progressives, but for a lot of Democrats who say they signed on to Biden's plan because they wanted to do something big and transformational for the economy. They see this as further growth out of, you know, the efforts that they made to address the economy during the pandemic. They say they want to build on that and grow jobs and grow, you know, the economy through further government spending.
Well, there are Democrats, and then there's West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. He's blocking legislation that lacks Republican support. He defended his opposition to a federal voting rights bill Democrats have backed in an op-ed yesterday. That's enraging some fellow Democrats. Here's what Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman told CNN this morning.
Manchin is not pushing us closer to bipartisanship. He is doing the work of the Republican Party by being an obstructionist, just like they've been since the beginning of Biden's presidency.
You know, Kelsey, we're hearing anecdotally some Democratic voters saying the same thing. What's going on with this guy? But he does wield enormous power. So just how important is he to these infrastructure talks?
Well, Manchin has power in Washington that I think it goes in a couple of different directions. One thing is that he can genuinely prevent Democrats from moving forward on things because they need to have unanimous support in the Senate. The other thing he does, though, is he provides a lot of cover for some Democrats who may agree with him, who, you know, may not quite be ready to go forward with $1.7 trillion in spending, who may not be ready to sign on and vote for increasing taxes, people who maybe don't want to say that publicly, and then they don't have to because Joe Manchin is the one who's willing to go out there and be the one-man wrecking crew for Joe Biden's plans. So he has power, but he also has value for some Democrats who may agree with him, but, you know, have their own political reasons for not saying so publicly.
He also vowed yesterday he'd never vote to weaken or eliminate the filibuster. He says it means when Republicans are back in power, that'll be to their advantage, you know, to more easily pass legislation. But in the 30 seconds we have, are we going to see Democrats just ditch Republicans here?
It's so hard to tell in this moment. I think there is tremendous pressure from Democrats, from Biden, to move on. It will be a question of whether or not he feels like he can make any progress that could win enough votes in both the House and the Senate for a bill to become law.
NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell, thank you.
Thanks for having me.